What we have then are two polar responses, which I should, as I suggest over time, at least Rubinstein acknowledged this, is this, they become less polar as time goes on, and Rubinstein seems to adopt more and more the Fackenheim position. But let us see them as they emerge in the 60s and 70s as two polar responses. Either reject everything and don't believe that there is anything out there to worry about, what worries about us, is what I wanted to say, or accept one's condition, but believe strongly more than ever before that there is a God and that I need to respond positively to life and never to go mad. Clearly, these are not the only two thinkers we could have spoken about, but they are clearly the two most important. Others have followed Fackenheim in offering a sense of Jewish hope and faith in this post-Nazi era. And we should mention at least a few of these thinkers as well, even though we will not dwell on them. Clearly, a response that even precedes Rubinstein is the response of the novelist Elie Wiesel. Wiesel, who is extremely well known for his work about the Holocaust, struggles with these same theological and human dilemmas already in his early novels, written as early as the mid-50s, first in French, then translated into English. Wiesel, of course, is now well known as a fighter for humankind, not only for Jewish causes. Clearly, one cannot call him a theologian in the sense of giving us clear, crystal answers. But certainly, the problem of dealing with the Holocaust is already raised quite dramatically in these novels. We might mention also two other thinkers of great significance. Irving Greenberg, or known traditionally as It's Greenberg, has written a great deal about the Holocaust, what he calls a troubled theism. He uses the word dialectical faith. He talks about moments of belief and moments of disbelief, about moments of despair and moments of great hope, that in the world that we have created after the Holocaust, we cannot expect more than that, and therefore our troubled theism will somehow allow us to endure the world as we go on. Greenberg experiments with all kinds of literary responses within the context of Jewish tradition to answer the question about the Holocaust. Eugene Borowitz, the liberal theologian, has also written a great deal about the Holocaust, and like Fackenheim, argues that we need to respond to the terror in an absolute fashion. And therefore, although we may have trouble understanding where God was during the Holocaust, ultimately our only answer is to affirm him even more than we did before. And of course, what we are looking at when we look at the culture of American Jewry and of United States of America, of North America in general, and now, of course, the European world, the response to the Holocaust is much more than these thinkers or these theological responses. We are speaking about a plethora of books, about a field called Holocaust studies. We are speaking about museums, the National Museum in Washington, the museum in New York, and museums all over the United States of America. We are speaking about the new Berlin Museum and its reflection and commemoration of the Holocaust. We are speaking about films, Schindler's List, and so many more, and video testimonies and archives for just to preserve the survivors. There has never been a greater obsession within the culture of American Jews and beyond, and of course, the commemoration of the Holocaust, as we said already, in Israel. The Holocaust has become a central event in Western experience, and clearly from the perspective of Jews and the few remaining Jewish survivors that continue, this still retains its significance and importance in Jewish life. Some would even argue that we have commercialized the Holocaust, that the Holocaust has become too much of an obsession. That is also part of the response, part of the debate about the place of the Holocaust in Jewish life. Whatever we can say about it, it is clear that both in the case of Rubinstein and Fackenheim, we have framed the discourse for Jewish thought and for Jewish faith some 60 years after the event.